So a while back, I was talking with a friend of mine, and he was talking about his upcoming book launch. And he asked me, think back through all the launches I've worked on, the dozens of launches, whether they were the big New York Times bestselling books or authors first getting their book out into the world. And what was like the common thread that I saw that through all the successful launches? Because of course we had some successes, some failures. So what was a common thread through the successful ones? And this actually made me pause and think because I figured something would just pop in my head like, oh, this is what drives the successful launches. But I actually had to stop and think about it. And my mind immediately wanted to go to the strategies and the tactics we used on each of the launches. But nothing in there really jumped out at me. And then, as I really thought through it and thought, okay, what is the common denominator from the, indie pub, self-published author getting their first novel out to the author that got a big time advance and is really going after the big time best-selling lists? What kind of drives them together? And as I looked, I was surprised at what I found was the common thread. So I should go ahead and stop and introduce myself. Welcome to the Book Launch Show. I'm your host, Tim Grawl, and I've been working with authors to help them build their author platforms and launch best-selling books for over 8 years. I've launched dozens of best-selling books. They've gone as high as number one on the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post, USA Today bestseller list. I've also worked with authors just getting those first books off the ground and out into the world. I've created this show to help share the strategies and tactics I've learned along the way so that you can have a best-selling launch as well. So let me get back to that number one thing because, I created this show and, in future episodes, I'm going to dive deeper and deeper into specific strategies and tactics that you can use to launch books successfully. But I think this is an important place to start. So what is that number one thing that I see in successful launches? And as I looked at the people that had these launches, I realized the common denominator was that they actually thought their books, people buying and reading their books was a good thing. Now, on the surface, this seems kind of trite. We would assume, like, of course, authors think putting their work out into the world and getting people to read it is good for the world and good for the readers. But what I found as I worked with authors is that they believe that about other books and other authors really easily, but it's much harder for them to actually believe that about their own book. And I felt this with my own book. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit. But when my first book was coming out, I wanted to be that author that had sold a ton of copies, but I didn't want anybody to actually read it because I was afraid that it wasn't very good and people would hate it and leave 1-star reviews on Amazon. And so what I've seen is you have to come to this place where you truly believe that it is good for people to spend their money on your book and buy your book and read it. And not every author actually believes that. If I really push a lot of authors on this, they'll just kind of hem and haw, and they're like, well, yeah, the book's good, but I just don't know. It's like, yes, you have to actually believe that your book is worth people's time and money. Because here's what happens is that I can give you all the specific tactics and strategies to launch a book, but if you aren't ready to actually lean into those and actually do them all the way, your book's going to fail. And what holds people up over and over is they'll get to about 70 or 80% and then they'll just stop because they don't actually believe that people should buy their book. And so if you are in a place where if I really pushed you, if I really said, hey, is your book worth $10? Should like everybody on the planet spend $10 on your book and buy your book? And you're just kind of like, well, I don't know. That needs to be fixed. I think you need to go off and spend some time alone, maybe do some journaling, do some praying, do some meditating, whatever it is you do, and really look at the work that you've put into your book and what you're trying to do with this book and why you're writing the book and how you're trying to help people and add to their lives. Whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction, it doesn't matter. You need to believe that your book is worth reading. And what I've seen as I look back through all of these launches is the people that weren't successful in their launches were the ones that weren't ready to lean into the launch because they didn't truly believe that everybody should buy their book and read it and that that would be a good thing for them. So I have to start there because that's the number one thread. Now, again, we're going to get into a lot of stuff, but I have to start there and really push you on that to think about that. And are you ready to put your book out into the world and ask complete strangers to spend their money and buy your book because it's going to be a good thing for them? So when I say, though, you know, what's the common thread through a successful launch, we have to talk about what that word success means. Because success, you have to define success for you and what is successful for you. Because here's the thing that I found is that you can always find somebody that's been more successful than you. And what I personally tend to do is I'll set this goal and I'm like, okay, if I get there, then I'll be somebody. Then I'll finally be an author. Then I'll finally be good enough. Then I'll finally have enough book sales. And then when I start getting close to that goal, I just pick up that goal and I move it further away. And what this ends up doing is making sure that I'm never satisfied and I'm never happy with the results because I just keep moving that goal further and further away. Once I'm like this author, then I'll be successful. Once I'm like this author, then I'll be successful. And of course, we can always find somebody that has accomplished more than us, at least in our eyes. And so what you've got to do ahead of time is decide what success means for you. And this really hit me between the eyes about a month before my first book came out. So my first book is Your First 1,000 Copies. I was about a month out from it coming out. And I was talking to some friends and they were asking about the book. And one of the guys, he's this real soft-spoken guy. And he said, so what's the title of the book? And I told him, Your First 1,000 Copies. And he kind of paused and, you know, had this kind of contemplative look on his face. Then he said kind of quietly, he's like, well, I hope you sell 1,000 of them. And I just completely kind of lost it mentally because I had not, somehow I had missed the fact that I had titled my book, Your First 1,000 Copies. And if I couldn't sell 1,000 copies of my own book, I was going to be in big trouble. That means I just have to come out with a second edition that was like your first 862 copies because that's all I could sell of my own book. And so right then and there, I defined success for me as I'm going to sell 1,000 copies. And if I can sell 1,000 copies, I'm going to be happy with the sales of the book during the launch. And so sure enough, I was able to come out and in the first 2 weeks, sell 1,000 copies of the book. And so that was my level of success for my book. But when I work with other authors, you know, our different levels of success are just different. You know, when I worked with Dan Pink, he already had a New York Times bestselling book. And so we were defining success as hit the New York Times bestseller list. And if it didn't hit the New York Times bestseller list, it was not a success. And thankfully, we hit number one. But that was how we were defining success. And then other authors, it's not about how many books they sell when the book first comes out or what bestseller list they hit. They just want to sell, say, 10,000 in the first year. And we're going to talk about that. But you have to decide ahead of time, what is success for you? What does it look like for you to be successful with your book? Because that can become your goal, is going after that. And then when you hit that, you actually have to stop and realize you have hit where you wanted to be with your book. So, of course, this does beg the question, which is how many copies of my book should I be trying to sell? And what I've seen is there's kind of these different levels that you want to hit with your book. And it depends on where you're at and what kind of author you're at and where you're at with your career and your platform. But I'm just going to kind of give you some rough numbers that you should be thinking about. So if you look at just industry-wide stats, and you know, I think the most recent numbers I've looked at is from 2013. Basically, every book that comes out sells an average of 250 copies in its first year. Just across the board, whether you're self-published, traditionally published, it doesn't matter. You're going to sell about 250 copies of your book in the first year. Now, if you kind of think about it, this makes sense, right? you probably know a couple hundred people when you think about, you know, everybody you're friends with on Facebook, your family, your coworkers, your network of people is usually around 200, 250. And so most books can sell in the first year 250 copies just through your personal network. And so that's why I actually named my book Your First 1,000 Copies, because if you can sell 1,000 copies of your book, you've done something interesting. You've moved past that kind of first 250 people that you'll automatically sell just by coming out with a book pretty much and promoting it. And you've convinced not just 250 friends and coworkers or like loose acquaintances to buy your book. You've convinced 750 people that don't know you to actually buy your book. And that's really interesting. So that first level I think most authors should be looking for is, how can I sell 1,000 copies of my book? If you're coming out with a book and you don't have a platform, you don't have a big social media following, you don't have a big email list, you know, you're brand new to the game, 1,000 copies is what you should be shooting for. Now, of course, in future episodes, I'm going to talk about how you actually pull that off, but that 1,000 copies is really interesting. So then the next big number I'm looking at is 10,000 copies. Now, there's a lot of room, obviously, between 1,000 and 10,000 copies. But what I'll tell you is, if you're first starting out and you figure out how to sell 1,000 copies, which means you've sold roughly 700-800 to people that don't directly know you, the next 9,000 becomes easier because you figured out something that will get complete strangers to actually buy your book. And so you got to figure out how to do that even bigger and even better. But that first kind of hump of getting to 1,000 is really important, because then you'll by then have some of the tools you'll need to get to 10,000. And I want to talk about this 10,000 number pretty quickly here. So there was a space of a few months where this number kept popping up, and the person that it popped up the most with was a conversation I had with a guy named Sean Coyne. So Sean Coyne is the author of the book, The Story Grid. He's business partners and been Steve Pressfield's editor for over 25 years. He edited The War of Art and a bunch of other Pressfield books, and he's been a big New York editor for years and years. And so what he's seen is this number pop up over and over, this number of 10,000. And the basic idea is, if you can get 10,000 copies of your book out into the world, and this is fiction, nonfiction, traditionally published, self-published, does not matter. If you can get 10,000 copies of your book out into the world, it creates this kind of tipping point, to use a phrase that's overused. It creates your books out there in the world enough where it will keep going. You kind of reach this point where you no longer have to push the book constantly to sell. It will sell on its own because it's out in the world so much, and there's so much word of mouth, and so many people have been exposed to your book that it will just keep selling. And again, I've seen this with my own book. So after I first sold that first 1,000 copies of my book, Your First 1,000 Copies, my goal became, okay, how do I sell 10,000 copies in the first year? And I was able to do that, and that's a big dramatic story. But I was able to do that, sell 10,000 copies in the first year. And alongside that, I gave away a couple thousand copies as well. So by the end of that first year, I had something like 12 or 13,000 copies of the book out into the world. And what I've seen is, ever since then, so the book came out June 2013. We're now nearing the end of 2016 when I record this. And the book still sells every single day. Sometimes it's only 3 copies. Sometimes it's 10 or 15 copies. Sometimes somebody bulk buys the printed version of the book. It doesn't matter. Every single day the book sells, and I am not promoting that book anymore. And what I've seen is, getting that many books out into the world keeps your book selling and selling and selling. So those are the levels I'm looking at when I'm launching a book, is, where are you at as an author? Where is your platform at? If you are just getting started, your goal is like, how can I just sell 1,000 copies? That's my number one goal, is I got to sell 1,000 copies. And then once you get past that 1,000 copies number, your goal becomes, how can I get 10,000 copies of my book out into the world? And again, we're going to talk about how to do that. So before we get to the end of this episode, though, I do want to touch on this idea of marketing, because that's what we're talking about, right? We're talking about book marketing. And I know as authors, a lot of times we just don't love the idea of marketing. We don't love the idea of pushing our book on people, which is what it feels like. Maybe you think about the used car salesman when you think about marketing, or those authors that are like begging people on Facebook to buy their book. And you don't want to be like that. And I don't want to be like that either. And I don't want you to have to be like that. And so I want you to change the way that you think about marketing. Now, I define marketing as first, creating long-lasting connections with people, and then second, being relentlessly helpful. That's it. When I look at the authors that are finding success today, that's all they're doing. They're creating long-lasting connections with people, and they're being relentlessly helpful. They're constantly trying to add value to those people's lives that they're connected to. And that's marketing. And what you see is that this ties back to that first thing that we talked about in this episode, which is, do you believe that your book is good for people? Because what I found is, if you believe your book is actually good for people and worth their money, you're going to want to create long-lasting connections with them, and you're going to want to be helpful and add value to their lives. And one of the ways that you add value to their lives is by introducing them to your writing and your book, because it's going to make their life better. So again, in future episodes, we're going to dive into tactics and ideas, and I'm going to tell you stories of different launches I've worked on and all kinds of different strategies that you can use to launch your book out into the world. And I love that stuff. That's what I really enjoy talking about. But I think it's important that we start here. We start at the beginning. We start at the most important thing, because again, I can give you all the tactics and tools and ideas and stories of all the launches I worked on, but unless you actually believe that your book is worth launching into the world, you're not going to find success. So start there, spend some time there as we end this episode. And so I just want to thank you for listening to the Book Launch Show, and for all the past episodes, the show notes, the future episodes, and to connect with me, you can go to booklaunchshow.com. Also, if you go to Amazon right now, you'll see that my book, Book Launch Blueprint, is available for $9.99. But since you're taking a chance on this show early on, and you're actually listening to this, I want to give you a free copy of that book. So if you go to booklaunchshow.com, there'll be a link there where you can download your very own copy of my book, Book Launch Blueprint, which has well over 200 Amazon reviews right now. And lastly, since this is a brand new show, I really need your help. I need your help in two ways. The first is just tell another author about the show. So put it on Twitter or Facebook, or just shoot somebody an email and say, hey, you've got to check out this show. It'd be a big help to me. The other thing is that a lot of people find the show, find this show and other podcasts through iTunes. And the way that you can help me get my show recommended is by leaving a rating and review. So go to iTunes, go to this podcast in iTunes, and leave a rating and review. That would be a huge help for me. It'd really mean a lot to me. So thanks again for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.